Well, you know, we got like 8 minutes, and you all know what Christmas is about, right? You've heard this one. You heard that story. When you go home, you watch Charlie Brown tonight. Little Linus on ABC is going to say it again. What's that? 60th? It's a great thing. You watch ABC, and it's about the, and they have the story. Linus gets up there and tells the same story we did. And so you know what it's about. You got a pretty good grip on it, right, Larry? And we read this story, and we... But which is the passage that sticks out about on all the Christmas cards that you read? Which one sticks out most of all? It does. What do you think? Just throw one out there. Peace on earth. That's the one. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men. But that's not what I said, was it? I said on whom his favor rests. Now, Jim and Joey, you got the King James Bible, don't you? It's going to say goodwill. They changed that. Don't know why they changed it, but it's like my wife is telling me I've started to get mad about my Bible, my version of my Bible. Anyone else get mad at their Bible for being the wrong version? You're like, why are you saying it like that? I want to hear it a different way. And so I do this every when I look at verses, I kind of do this thing on Bible Hub, and you can look all 60, 75 different versions of the same verse just to make sure I'm telling you all the right thing. I don't want to be a false prophet. I don't want to get you off on track. I'm like, you know, I got to make sure it's right, you know? Otherwise, we don't need that. So he says, peace on earth and goodwill to men. And so what do we think of that? Excuse me. Let me get my brain together. It's left the track. So we read it, and it says, there it is, peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests. And so we think about that. And then what did Jesus come to do? To bring peace on earth, right? Peace. So, but there's still war. And on the beach in Australia a week ago, there was a slaughter. And then there are schools, there are shootings. And there are towns, and mothers not doing right by their children. We see it in our own county. We see all these terrible things happen. Or we had to buy a $400,000 truck for the sheriff to drive so they can rescue the police officers when they're down. He didn't deliver peace, did he? So that's out. Well, maybe it's peace in our hearts. I had a friend says she's not coming tonight. She feels sad tonight. She didn't want to be here. This is the place to be. So is he bringing us peace in spiritually? Seems like he hasn't done that either. He's 0 for 2 right now. Do we think Jesus says here in Luke 12, he's talking to disciples and friends, the big crowd gather, and he says to them, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? Yes, that's what it says. No, I tell you, I came to bring division. I came to divide people. There'll be a family of five, and three will be one way, and two will be another way. And they'll be divided, father against son, and son against father. You bring up the name of Jesus in public, right? It's not always welcome. I found out if you say it anyway, it usually is welcome. Especially in the places I've worked, and I've told this story 100 times in this church, especially when I went to work in Philadelphia on the union jobs, and you know, it's about 75 men working in a place with 3 bathrooms. And so tensions get high, and you go to the restroom, and it's clogged with beer. It's clogged with mini shots, right? And this is where we are. But you talk to a friend, you bring up the name of Jesus. I'll see my friend Larry, and I'll say, how was church on Wednesday night? And they'll tell me, and people will hear. People over here, and they'll come to you, and they'll want to talk to you. It's a neat thing. But that's rare. See, the King James Bible, this is from the NIV. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. So why is he saying goodwill to men? He wants goodwill between us and God, right? Well, what's existing then in the meantime? It's ill will, right? There's an ill will between us and God. It says our natural state, where is this? Romans 8. The mind is governed by the flesh. It's hostile to God. It can only not submit to God's law. There is an indemnity between us and God. Those who are the realm of the flesh can simply not please God. And we saw this in the garden, didn't we? We see this where Adam and Eve, they live with God, they walk with Him, they're like Him. God says, you're just like me. And we say, we want more. Can I just have a little bit more? Did you all play the $1.7 billion Powerball tonight? You get one ticket, Trevor? Just one, just in case. You never know, might be here tonight. You'll know if I win. There will be signs. All right? I'm going to pull up in an F-350, Fran, cherry red with the 21-inch. You'll know Sean Herm hit it. I'm going to open this big cat sanctuary. I'm going to fix this problem. There will be signs. I'll get a jacket that fits. So there's not goodwill between us. There's ill will. And so what did He come to do? He wanted to repair it. It's as simple, folks. I'm done. That's it. We're going to sing two more songs like the candle. Thank goodness, right? What's your name?
Walter.
Walt, you're married to her?
Yeah.
We like her.
That's my better half.
Will you come here? Because we like her, and we'll see you. You are here. What am I complaining about? Dave, we like you, because we like Karen. We like you. There was a rift between us and God. And He gave us all these years. He gave us 3,000 years to turn back to Him. And we kept messing up. We kept falling away. We kept chasing false idols. We kept chasing the other gods, those things. Our work, our family is more important. Everything's more important to God. And finally, thank God, He says enough. I'm going to come down there myself. I'm going to look you in the eye face to face. I'm going to show you who I am. This is a miracle, the creator of heaven. Have you seen what those telescopes, that new one went out there and it shows, we think we're looking at stars and we're looking at galaxies with galaxies inside the galaxies. It's big. You think there's life out there? I say no. This is the one. All those billions and billions of galaxies and only one. This is the one that He loves. This planet with people, with you that He made in your image, His image. He loves you. That guy came down to be a baby, to go to the cross and to die for us. We don't deserve this. For Christmas, I'm going to get things I don't deserve, but I'm going to love them. I got a cool gift for my daughter. Wait till she sees this thing. This one's going to blow her. This is neat. What a miracle this is. And we worry about things. Do we get people enough cool stuff? And, you know, it's great for the kids. Santa Claus will come. Santa Claus coming? He comes to my house. He's never missed one. Except that one year when I wasn't good. But it's a miracle that He gave up being in that. Can you imagine being somewhere nice? It's like when you get out of the warm shower and walk out into the cold. Who wants to do that? Don't you want to stay in there a little longer? We went to Iceland. Did I tell you that? We went to Iceland, and they got all the hot water you want. It comes out of the earth. It's free. And you can sit in it all you want until you're shriveled up like a raisin. And you have to get out. Again, you can't wait to go back. And that's what He did. He gave up that beautiful place to come down to suffer like us, to be whipped and beaten and spit on because He loves you. He says, you're mine. You're made in my image. We're going to reconcile again. There's not going to be any more ill will. It's going to be goodwill. And that's the peace we need. We're always going to be fighting all the way to the end. We're never going to have peace inside of our hearts, but we will have peace with God. That's what He came to do. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Amen to that? Isn't that cool? That's cool. All right.